Where are you in this scale? So if we go to the next question, what's your center of gravity? What's really your center of gravity? And when I say center of gravity, we all have moments of perfection where suddenly we are able to lead a whole group of people or lead ourselves or lead an individual or we go deeper. But if you're totally honest, where do you live consistently? Where do you have an ownership of your mastery? Not just in your ability, but what you really demonstrate in the world. For example, how deep do you go? Are you always solving the problem in the moment with people? Or do you solve that problem once and for all within the context or area? Or do you try and figure out what the deeper situation is? Do you get Josh to walk down the driveway and solve it right now? Do you solve it contextually so he always walks down the driveway without fear? Or do you solve what's behind it all, which is his ability to deal with any form of fear and his ability to take on what seems to be overwhelming challenge and not be a victim but be a solution? Or do you go to a depth of he now owns things so much and you've led him to that level, he creates other leaders, other people that aren't fearful? Does that make sense? Where's your center of gravity? Start with depth. Write it down and be honest. And I'm going to ask you, what's your depth? And then what's your breadth? What's your scale? Are you able to do this consistently in a center of gravity where it's, you can just do it yourself? Sometimes you help other people, but really it's just you. Are you able to do this at the level of one other person at a time? You can do hundreds of people, but you do it one at a time. Is your scale you can do it with groups of people? If so, what's the size group you're comfortable that you feel you have a true sense of mastery with at that level of depth? And or are you able to do it without even being there? And I want to warn you that, first of all, you may have a certain level of skill. Like you might say, well, Tony, I can take somebody to level 3. But the question is, how do you really show up? What's your center of gravity most consistently? Because that tells us what the quality of your leadership is right now. And what I'd say to you is this. It doesn't matter where you start out. What matters is knowing where you are. Because if you know where you are and you decide the level of leadership you want to go to, by having a way to measure this, you can change. You might say, you know, Tony, I'm happy with my depth, but I'm not happy with my scale. I want to expand the range and number of people I can impact at a time. Or you might say to me, Tony, I don't care about scale other than moving beyond myself. One-to-one is where the world's changed. I want to infect my family, my children, my friends, my, you know, one-on-one. That's all I want, but I want to increase the depth. Because right now I'm influencing people in the moment. Or I'm influencing them there, but I want to influence the whole world. And I also want to remind you, it may vary based on, you know, a context or a subject. Like some of you, if you get up and you're trying to influence somebody about changing their body, you have such an ownership of that that you don't just change them in the moment. I mean, you take them down to level 3, man. You're going to change their whole life. You're not willing to have them just work out right now. You're not just willing to get them to do it because you want to change everything. But when it comes to money, you're not much of a master, and so the depth you go is not very deep. Or parenting you feel comfortable in, but maybe managing at work not. Or better yet, more often, people feel like, well, I'm really good at my level of depth when it comes to work, let's say, because I feel confident, but I feel, you know, I can't do it with my kid. My kid has more power than I do. I can't take them very deep. We're on a surface. I only change my kids, you know, at work. I get my coworkers to change the entire context. Level 2, but at home, I'm only able to get my kid to change for the moment, and then if I turn my back, it doesn't go anywhere. So sometimes this changes based on context or subject, but I'm really interested in, first, what's your center of gravity, and then is there an area you're more masterful of in depth and scale than another? The reason most leaders don't grow is they're over-chunking. A, you don't know where you are. The first secret is that honesty of knowing where you are in depth. Second problem is most people haven't gone deep, and now they try to go wide, so their level of leadership may have some scale, but it doesn't have any depth, and depth is what matters. So they, at best, are a good manager. Or they're a speaker who can get everybody to feel good for 5 minutes or an hour, and then it's over, right? But if you're a great leader, you at least go to level 2. You can change the situation with one person, multiple people, consistently. If you're a great leader, you're changing their world. So you know where you are now. Know you where you want to go. Trying to jump from a 1-1 or a 1-2 to a 4-4 makes it overwhelming and you don't know how to get there. My point is, know where you are, everyone. Know where you're committed to being and why it's a must for you. And then figure out what's the next step. The next step is usually depth for most of you. Then scale. And the depth has to be in you first, or you can't take somebody else there. You can't influence others unless you've been influenced. You can't touch others unless you've been touched. So what's your depth? What's your scale? Are you 2-2? 1-1? 0-1? What are you, and then how do you know?
So take a minute to think about your scale of leadership. If you're in the car driving or out moving around, just think about this and write it down later. And if you can, right now, grab a pen and your manual and write this down. What's your depth? What's your breadth? How do you know? And where are you committed to being? Please pause the audio right now and write down your answers to these questions. Well, this marks the end of our time together. I really want to wish you the best in your journey ahead. You know, for me, this has been a great, great pleasure. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. Just having had the chance to assist you, maybe even just a little bit, in what I decided to devote my life to, that gives me an enormous sense of fulfillment. And you know, I feel very proud of you. I mean, you made an investment of time, money, commitment, energy to make this happen. Do you remember we said you get out in direct proportion to what you put in? Well, I'm sure you put in a lot. So now you're really equipped to be able to make a major contribution to the people around you, both professionally and personally. Now here's Tony with some final thoughts.
Well, you made it. I really want to congratulate you. You have completed this program. We're coming to the end of our time together, at least for now. And I want to thank you for sticking with it. I mean, so many people talk about wanting to master an area of their life, but they're mostly dabblers. You know, they try something a time or two, do it for a little while, and get distracted. So if you're listening to this final session, you've made it. So I really honor you, and I respect you for that. I know I dropped a lot on you here. Think of all the territory we've covered from that first session when I dumped the whole load on you. And as we walk through those seven master steps and then starting to move through all those tools you can use, you know, like the power of identity or the tools for pattern interrupts or pre-re or deframing or anchoring or global metaphors or really understanding someone's values, there are so many tools here. So I really want to encourage you now to not just let this end here. This is the beginning of the next step in your level of leadership. What will take you to the next level is really putting it in your body again and again. How anything gets better is you don't just hear it and understand it. It goes through three stages. Step one to mastering anything is you get cognitive understanding. You know what? You understand it. It makes sense to you. And, you know, cognitive understanding and $3 will almost get you a Starbucks these days. You know, what I mean by that is it's great to understand something. But lots of people understand something and they never use it. They never do it. It's just, you know, random knowledge now. I don't want you to just know this. So it is the first step, though. You know, if you've gone through this and it's made sense, you know, repetition is the mother's skill. You might want to go through it again or a portion that you think would be valuable for you. But the second thing is, if you do enough repetition and you have enough emotion linked to it, you get to the second level of mastery. And that's emotional mastery. You don't just understand intellectually, but now you start to go, man, I can see how using this can change my life, or not using this is costing me emotionally or physically or financially or spiritually. When you start to link up in your head the price of not applying something and the beauty and the power of applying it, now you'll find yourself starting to use something, starting to follow through because you're so vested. It isn't just information in your head. There's emotion attached to it. Information without emotion is random knowledge. Information with emotion moves us. If you can go through this enough, if you can start to apply this and review this and use your notebook and check your notes and start to look at some of the interventions you're doing or working with people to create change and see what you're missing, see when you're succeeding. If you do this enough, if you repeat it enough and you physically use it, it gets in your body and you get to physical mastery. And that's where all of a sudden, man, it's automatic. You don't have to think about it. It's not a concept. It's not something you got to try to remember. It's you. And the most powerful way of doing that is to use this stuff. Put yourself in environments, have your little checklist there, and make sure you're applying it. The more you use it, the better you get. In the beginning, you're not good at anything. I mean, you might kind of fumble a little bit, may forget the steps. But if you'll repeat it, if you go through it, if you'll apply it, if you'll feel and see the impact with enough consistency and enough repetition, it'll be automatic. You won't have to think about it. You'll do it. It'll feel strong. You'll be proud. If you want to go further in this process, I can tell you the best way to learn is immersion. I've tried to give you a way to do this in a convenient way through what I call net time, no extra time, where maybe you listen to this while you're driving in your car, while you're working out, you know, so it didn't take any more time for you to really be able to understand this and get it in your body or at least start the process. But if I could really encourage you to go to a deeper level besides practicing this, come get trained with us. Come to one of our leadership programs and in a weekend or in a 4 or 5 day process, get a chance to learn this, see it, feel it, and apply it. It'd be my great gift to serve you. And if that works for you, or if you'd like to learn from me or get coached by Chloe Madonis, my partner, then please make sure you take action as soon as you end this program here. Because, you know, one of the things I've learned in my life is never leave the sight of setting a goal or raising your standard without doing something while you're in state to get yourself to continue that progress. So if that works for you, call us at 1-800-898-TONY. How's that for corny? 1-800-898-TONY. That's the way you can reach us. People seem to remember it, so that's why we got that silly phone number. Or you can go on the web at www.tonyrobbins.com, and you can get it there as well. But would love to serve you. I also want to give my special thanks to Dr. Andy Freire. What an amazing soul. To have him be part of this project is truly a privilege, and I'm sure his insights into these different principles have helped you immensely. Thank you, Andy. And lastly, I just want to say, you know, there are so many experiences in life where leadership is needed. I don't think there's any time in history where there's been more demand for leaders and fewer quality leaders. And what this whole program has been about is becoming the kind of person that is a servant leader, someone who cares, someone whose motive does matter, someone who's not only skilled and intelligent and effective, but somebody who's committed. You know, somebody who is committed to find a way to influence the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, the behaviors, the results that people get in their life. And I hope that I'll have the privilege of hearing how you use these things. So if you do write to me, I do get the letters and the emails, and I get to see them once a month in a big review. Love to hear about how you've used this or how you've applied this in a leadership format. Or hopefully someday I'll get a chance to meet you at some program or somewhere on the street. I'd love to hear your story. This is not the end, but a beginning, as long as you take some action right away. So I hope you'll do that, and I feel privileged to have worked with you. Thank you for the investment of 10 days of your life, and I say to you, let this be the beginning, and from this day forward, take it to another level. Be sure to live and lead with passion. God bless, and hope to see you soon.